Starting in 2024, candidates running for office in Baltimore will be able to receive campaign financing from the city, so long as they agree not to accept donations larger than $150 or donations from corporations or political action committees. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports that that's because the city council passed the Fair Election Fund last night.
Democratic Councilman Christopher Burnett introduced the legislation. He says he was inspired to create the fund back in 2016 when he was running for his current seat.
You know, we want to make sure that people who run for office have a good shot, and that shot is based on their ability, their message, their vision for Baltimore, and not necessarily access to capital.
Burnett says that large campaign contributions have too much impact on who decides to run for office, what issues make it onto their agenda, and ultimately who wins. A Demos analysis of state data found that donors to Baltimore's 2016 elections did not reflect the city's racial and economic diversity. Most were white men. The analysis also found that the average donation from a corporation was around $1,400, and that the average donation from individuals was more than $4,000. That's a sum that most people in Baltimore can't afford to donate.
It shouldn't always necessarily be a who you know, but what your message is should be driving campaigns forward.
Burnett says the Fair Election Fund isn't about a candidate using public money to outspend competitors backed by corporations. Instead, he says, it's about using the fund to stay competitive. Here's how it works. Candidates who opt into the program have to agree not to accept donations larger than $150, or donations from corporations, PACs, and the like. Once candidates hit a certain number of donations, which depends on the office in question, they qualify for the program. In other words,
they have to have some skin in the game, essentially.
When a candidate qualifies, the fund will give them an influx of cash, called a boost. It's one time. For example, mayoral candidates will have to raise $40,000 to receive a boost of $200,000. Then, the city will match donations from Baltimore residents to their campaign. And the smaller the donation, the bigger the match. The first $25 of all donations gets a 9-to-1 match. As they increase up to 150, that ratio goes down. The program will give qualifying mayoral candidates up to $1 million. City residents voted 3-to-1 in favor of creating the fund last year, which required a charter amendment. They joined Howard, Prince George's, and Montgomery counties, which have created their own funds. In 2018, Montgomery County candidates who opted into the program got nearly twice as many individual donations than those who didn't. And many of them won.
It's really making its intended impact of encouraging more Montgomery County residents to be participating in elections and shifting the way that candidates are able to and encouraged to run for office.
That's Emily Scar, the director of the Maryland Public Interest Research Group. The fund's proponents say it would cost around $2 to $2.5 million a year, about 0.8% of the city budget. Robert Tanaim, Baltimore's budget director, has said he appreciates the fund's vision, but opposes it because of a provision in the 2018 charter amendment. That provision calls for new revenue to be sent directly to the Fair Election Fund by city ordinance. In Scar's view, it's worth it.
It's a small amount of money, but it's about investing in our democracy. We pay for our voting booths, poll workers, and we should pay to also make sure that our elections are funded by Baltimore City voters and not powerful corporate interests.
Burnett says he'll introduce a spending bill for the fund in early 2020. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.